Now I'm joined in the studio by Dick Fields and John Carroll. They'll be telling us all about the new video, Active Citizen, which is now on Vimeo. And they're also going to give us a brief history of Dick's community work in Kilbarrick, in Dublin, over the last 40 years. So you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you with us. Dick, tell us all about how you got involved in the community 40 years ago back in Kilbarrick.
Okay, I suppose it all started, when I started off teaching. You know, I started off teaching down in Trim in 1963. And then after Trim, I went to Mullingar for 2 years, 3 years in Trim, 2 years in Mullingar. Then I ended up in Finglas for 2 years. And believe it or not, a sister of mine, she lived in Raheny, and she invited me to act as Santa Claus for the children for the Christmas party. And I went down, acted as Santa Claus, and the parish priest was there. A new school has been opened in Kilbarrick, and he offered me a job. Now, I said, there's very few teachers get a job from auditioning as a Santa Claus, but I got a job teaching in Kilbarrick. So I went there in 1971, and that was the start of something very, very special to me that lasted until I retired in 2009.
Right, okay. So are you still involved today, or have you finished?
Yes, well, I retired in 2009, but I'm still very much involved for the young people of the community of Kilbarrick Foxfield.
Oh, okay. What exactly inspired you to get involved, like, in the very beginning? And how old were you back, if you don't mind me asking, were you a teenager or in your early 20s?
I was far from a teenager, Johnny. I'm 75 now. When I went to Kilbarrick in 1971, I would have been going on 29. So I was 29 when I started teaching, going on 30, teaching in Kilbarrick. And I suppose what inspired me was, it was a new area. It was a new community starting up. People were moving in from all parts of inner city. Many, many emigrants returning back from England to start new lives with their families in Kilbarrick. And I saw a great challenge, and I decided that this is where I was going to stay, and this is where I was going to give my life. And I realised then that sport was something very, very special from my experience over the 7 years I was teaching, that I could see what sport did for young people. So for these young people, plenty of energy moving into Kilbarrick, sport was going to be something that they were going to be given the opportunity to get involved in.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to ask you, what other facilities were there in the community back then in Kilbarrick? I was going to say, were there any sports, scouts, girl guides or whatever? But it sounds to me like you actually instigated everything.
Well, no, I'm not going to take credit for that, Johnny, no. In 1971, Kilbarrick, one of the great things that the Kilbarrick Foxfield community had was that there were sports clubs being founded. Kilbarrick United was founded, an excellent soccer club in the community, and also an excellent running club, athletic club, Kilbarrick Athletic Club. And the Scouts, believe it or not, were founded sometime afterwards by the Sea Scouts, by a gentleman called Mr. McCarthy. So I introduced Gaelic games into the community, and I suppose, the children had, a variety of sports to get involved in. But the Gaelic became big because it was in the school. And when I started in the school, when I started GAA, I remember the first day bringing the fellas out and coaching them and telling them about Gaelic games. And I saw them all kicking the ball on the ground. And I said, lads, I said, you can pick the ball up. And they said, why? And I said, because we're playing Gaelic football. And someone said to me, sir, what's that? So that was the beginning of, introducing the Gaelic football.
Right. Okay.
And then what they call the first year in 1972, when we entered into Cumann na Munscoil, which was a sort of a league for primary schools and Gaelic football. In that year, we won a final. And the following year, we came back and we were in two finals at Crow Park, beating them both of them. And the year after that, we came back again in two finals again, and we won the two finals. So Gaelic Games was becoming very, very much, you know, like part of the community, because the parents, the kids were coming up from school talking about it, and it gave the young people a great sense of belonging, of identity, and being part of a community, this new community where so many families and children were moving into.
Right, okay. When you say Gaelic Games, I'm assuming that included the hurling as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, in 1974, yeah, we decided that the time was opportune to start the GAA club. So in 1974, we brought all the parents together and we invited the parents to get involved to form a new GAA club. So in 1974, Naperogue was formed in the Kilbarrick Foxfield community, and everybody was welcome and nobody was turned away. And that was the beginning of a club that has grown and expanded to the present day. Everybody knows where it is, and it's in the public eye and in the public news for its achievements to date.
Yeah, and I think a lot of very young children who might be listening in right now, or teenagers, probably don't realise that the Gaelic football rules were a lot different then. Well, a bit different at least. You couldn't pick up the ball. You had to kick it into your hands, and there was no hand passing. You had to actually punch it.
That's right. It was different. It was a different style of football, but the basic rules are still the same.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Still the same. Yeah. But they came to love it, and then we brought in the hurling. And then eventually we brought in ladies football and we brought in the camogie. So Naperogue now is a club for everybody. It's a club for the family. It's a club for where families and children come together. And the great thing about it is this, that the people who were the young children in Naperogue back in the 70s and early 80s, they are now the people who are running the club. They are the people who are bringing the club forward into the 21st century, and very much involved in building up our club. It's great to see now generation after generation come to the club. For example, the lads who I would have had back in the 70s and 80s, many of them now are married, have families, and their children are now coming to the club, and we're beginning to even have grandchildren coming to the club. So it has had a huge influence in the community, and I think one of the greatest things it did was that it had a huge influence on the young people. It gave them a sense of pride. And when the club was founded in 1974, it was founded for the good of young people. And we founded a neighbor, and we used the GAA as a means to an end. And the most important thing was we used sport to challenge the young people to grow with confidence and self-esteem, and using sport as a means to an end. And that we've achieved that. We've achieved that in a way that the respect for the club is very, very high.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say hats off to you. Back in 1971, and now here we are in 2017, what you have sort of instigated. An absolute great job. I have to congratulate you on that.
Yeah, but I tell you, Johnny, it couldn't have been done unless we had people around us. This wasn't a job just for one man. This was a job for the whole community.
Yes.
And
yes,
getting people behind you, young people behind you, parents behind you. That was the reason my Naperogue is a success. And we continue today to attract people. We have quality people in the club who are prepared to give their time, their energy, to help young people to grow with confidence, self-esteem through sport. I must acknowledge the founding members of the club, people who came at the beginning to help establish the club, people like Dennis Dunn, people like Maurice Cassidy, people like Tommy Clinton, people like Joe Potter, people like, I can mention so many people, Jim Butler, Noel Lanigan. I can go on and on and on, and I'll always leave somebody out. But today, people like Sean Canning, who was the first chairman, Paddy Rankin. So I must acknowledge these people, and all the people there at the beginning, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Liam Carroll is another one.
Okay.
So I can go on, and Luke Bradigan, so I can go on and on, okay?
Okay, and tell me, or tell us, should I say, what was your most memorable experience involved in the community?
my most memorable experience. Well, my most memorable experience is to see young people growing up with dignity, young people growing up with a purpose in life, young people who achieved their aims, young people who achieved their ambitions. That's what gives me great satisfaction. It makes me sad then when other people fall to the side and get involved in addiction and get involved in probably, you know, the drugs and so on. That makes me sad. But we have it. We also have, what do you call it? We have a responsibility for them as well. So Neighbour Oak would be a club, even though the majority would have done well. There are some who found it difficult, but we connect with them as well to try to encourage them to, you know, to make a success in their lives as well.
Yeah,
I think it's fair to say, though, Dick, it's the ethos of the club is not necessarily about win at all costs. It's about the growth of the individual.
Yeah, well, that's the most important thing. We only use sports as a means to an end. Yeah, it's not the be all and the end all.
Right. Okay. Back in the '70s, like roughly, how many members would you have had?
Well, I suppose everybody in Kilbarrick, I'd say every boy who went through the Scullar kind at the time, I think. Everybody, I say, would have played for Neighbour Oak. So I'd say we would have had hundreds of young boys at the beginning, and then the girls came in afterwards. So at the beginning, no boy was turned away. So I would say we would have had hundreds.
Wow,
yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
Fantastic.
And today, that still continues today.
Yeah,
boys,
sure,
girls, everybody.
I'm sure the number has increased over the last 40 years.
Yes, we've huge numbers, and we've gone from juvenile up to adult teams, football, hurling, camogie, and ladies football, with all the teams coming behind on a conveyor belt. The children nowadays start to have 4 years of age. So we have a mini leagues every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock where the children are come with their parents, little boys and girls, and they stay in the mini leagues for about 2 or 3 years, and then they go in to join a team. And Neighbour Oak on a Saturday morning, it's a buzz with people. There's an atmosphere and a friendliness and a welcome which is evident and which you can feel in your bones all around the people. And people want to come to Neighbour Oak, which to me is very important.
Wonderful, absolutely. Would you have any advice, Dick, for any of our listeners as regards getting involved in the community?
Well, everybody. Well, I think it's important for everybody to get involved in the community. People come in to get involved at different levels. Some people can give more time to others. But I think one of the important things is for people to support volunteers and to encourage volunteers, even if they can't give the same time themselves, by bringing their children to get involved. I think that's probably the greatest thing, and what they call it, parents can do today. They must bring their children to be involved in sport from an early age. Years ago it was completely different. Children came their own, they didn't have the same distractions. Nowadays, parents are making it their responsibility every Saturday morning to arrive in Neighbour Oak with a little child by the hand to encourage them to get involved in sport. And I say to them, that's probably one of the greatest choices they've ever made, is to bring their children down to Neighbour Oak to get involved in sport and to give them something positive to do in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. You must feel a great sense of achievement. I mean, not just for recognition, but for having helped so many people in the past over so many years.
Well, Johnny, look at, if I was able to do that, I'm just grateful I could do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I wouldn't have been able to do it without the people around me. And if you're there for young people and you treat them with respect and dignity, they will respond. And
yeah,
every child and every person and every young person should be treated equally.
Right. Okay. So, John, how about yourself, your involvement in the community?
Well, this my involvement came about really as I was studying photography and video in Griffith, and as part of that, I needed to make a video, and I'm naturally attracted to documentary style. So, I knowing Dick and from some involvement in Nave Baroque, I knew the story that of Dick and his involvement in the community would be really very interesting to people. So I set about trying to convince Dick to agree to do it, because while Dick has done an awful lot of things in his life, he doesn't really like talking about them too much. So I had to convince him to agree to do it. And but once, as you found out now talking to him, once you get the conversation going, there's lots of detail and lots of stories there. So I was doing a very, very short, gentle video on somebody who I felt had done an awful lot of work in his community. But if you look around, there are plenty of people in your community doing lots of really great things all of the time. And I just wanted to reflect that type of work that's done quietly and unseen, and people aren't looking for, you know, for credit or for Clú Agus Caillim or there for Scoilge. And so for me, he was the optimum person to do this documentary on. I was delighted with the outcome of it.
Yes, I agree. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So tell us about the video.
Can I just mention about Maranatha Youth Club?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Maranatha Youth Club was founded in 1995 at a time when there was a lot of, if you like, drug addiction, young people being influenced by the tsunami of drugs that came into communities, and we founded a youth club in Maranatha, the Maranatha Youth Club, in 1995. I saw a need for that, and I started that off with a lot of my past pupils who came down, and we took over part of the school I was teaching in, school owned at the time, we was school or kind, and we converted it into a youth club, and that club has had a huge influence on our young people, and we use music at the present moment. We're using music, dance, and drama as a means to challenge our young teenagers to grow a confidence of esteem. So we put on wonderful shows in Grange Woodbine Community Centre for the past 6 years. Wonderful shows with the children showing their talent. Wouldn't have had the opportunity to do something like this. We're able to do it on the stage. And now next month, they're at the Maranatha Youth Club are performing in the Axis Theatre up in Ballymun. So it's a club that has played an important part in the community for young teenagers to to be involved in dance, drama, and this and music.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Very good. What about the video?
Well, the video is easily available if you just Google Active Citizens, the name of Active Citizen Nave Brogue. It should pop up there. It's a short video. It's a quiet and it's not a shouty video, but hopefully it demonstrates the benefit that the community gets from people like Dick, who are quietly going about doing great things.
Okay. It's up on Vimeo, and you were saying earlier it's now up somewhere else.
It's on Nave Brogue's YouTube channel.
All right,
so that's
okay.
What I'm saying. You just Google it there, Active Citizen Nave Brogue. It should pop up if you just put that into Google.
Absolutely wonderful.
I'd love to hear people's feedback, what they think of it.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having both of you with us. Thank you very much for joining us. And we hope to have you in again maybe sometime. And congratulations on a wonderful achievement.
Thanks very much, Johnny. Nice to be here.
Thanks,
thank
Johnny.
You. Thank that you. Was Dick Field with John Carroll, telling us all about the Active Citizen on Vimeo, and also a brief history about Dick's community work in Kilbarrick over the last 40 years.